Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting updates to Taskmaster, an AI coding tool. It's gotten some serious upgrades.
Oh, I've heard of Taskmaster. What kind of improvements are we talking about?
Well, first off, expanded AI provider support. Think OpenAI, Gemini, xAI, OpenRouter, Anthropic, and Perplexity. Having options is key.
Wow, that's a lot of choices. How does Taskmaster handle all those providers?
It uses a clever role system. Main, research, and fallback. You can assign a different model from a different provider to each role. Genius, right?
That is smart. So you could use a powerful model for the main task and a more economical one for research.
Exactly. Imagine using, say, Gemini 2.5 Flash for research tasks to save on cost. And there's a new CLI command for interactive model configuration, plus natural language model management with MCP support.
That's great for accessibility. Any other noteworthy changes?
Definitely. Official R code support, improved parsing for project requirement documents, better add task and next options, and a max tokens option for better task management. Oh, and add task now automatically researches too.
Whoa, they really packed in the features. Anything about the actual usage?
The MCP server auto-updates, which is super convenient. For CLI users, a simple NPM install or update gets you the latest version. Then the Taskmaster initialize command lets you configure your models.
So you walk through the setup process right in the command line.
Yep, you choose your main, research, and fallback models, set API keys, and you're good to go. They even showed an example with a calendar app and generating a PRD. Super smooth.
I see. Interesting. So once it is configured, it is pretty straightforward. You mentioned cost savings earlier. How significant are we talking?
Well, they highlighted Ninja Tools, an AI platform that offers access to numerous models for a single subscription, potentially saving over $600 a year compared to separate subscriptions.
That's a substantial saving. Any downsides to Taskmaster?
One thing is that after the initial task generation, it can become a bit complex. It doesn't automatically parse project files for subsequent tasks. That's a limitation.
I see. So, it's ideal for initial project setup, but less so for ongoing development.
Pretty much. But overall, the updates make Taskmaster significantly more powerful and versatile, especially with the expanded model support and cost-saving potential.
Thanks for breaking down all the new features. This is definitely a tool worth checking out. I was very happy about how Taskmaster is evolving.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found this discussion insightful. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.